Your time of favor is now. How do I know? Because God said so. And when God says it, he performs it. Psalm 102 verse 13. Very clear word of the Lord. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. This morning there is mercy for you. For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is tomorrow. When is your set time? When is your set time? Do you believe it? Raise your voice and declare it now. Very loud, very strong, because God will confirm what you say. Oh yes. Speak it out for God to confirm it. As you have said in his ear, so he will do. My time of favor is now. It's come, not shall come. It's already here. Glory to God. Ha ha. Woo! Somebody raise your voice. My time of favor is now. My time of favor is here. Oh, are you still declaring it? God said so, and let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. Now prophesy it. God said so, let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. My favor, my time is come for marital settlement, for supernatural promotion, for supernatural fruitfulness. My time is come. My favor has come. My time is here. My time is here. My time is here. My time of favor is here. Oh, Roronere Lebaranagandala Bashara. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God has brought us into the last quarter of this year. And in every relay race, the last leg is a crucial leg. Is the leg of speed. Is the leg of cheering. Is the leg of overtaking. Therefore, stretch forth your hands. The month of October will take you in the path of overtaking. The last quarter is the best quarter. Therefore, beginning with this month, this quarter shall be most glorious for you. The last leg is the winning leg. Therefore, beginning from October, you'll be winning. Before Shiloh, you will be named and listed among the winners. Win in all of your ways. Win in all of your endeavors. No more shall you be classified as a loser. This month of October is a month of switch into speed for you. It's a month of switch into your forward movement. It's a month of switch into your advancement. Everything about you is changing level this month. Be blessed. No calamity your way this month. No evil news your way this month. No setback for you this month. Lift up your hand again. All you lay your hands on to do this month shall prosper. As a priest in this house, under this commission, I bless you now. And anyone that stand against this blessing shall be under curses. Go and enjoy the best of God. Raise your hand again. I'm praying the Holy Ghost to place a seal on this blessing. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for confirming your word as you have said it. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Your word is true. You cannot change. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Finally, before you take your seat, Father, send me your word of favor. He sent his word. Send me your word of favor. Oh, the word that will go ahead of me. The word that will establish my favor. The word that will confirm my favor. Blessed be God. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' glorious name, we are praying. Please help give Jesus a big hand and take your seat. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to sincerely welcome each and every one of us to this first Sunday service in the month of October, which is also the first in this last quarter of the year 2020, the year of breaking limits. It is my year of breaking limits. As already declared, breakthrough shall be your heritage in Christ. Therefore, say with me the prophetic theme for the month: breakthrough is my heritage in Christ. Are you really in October yet? Say it again right now. Confirmed for you in Jesus' name. Matthew 5:14 is our prophetic scriptures for the month. You are the light of the world. You are a city already set on a hill, and therefore you cannot be hid. You are moving from obscurity into limelight. You are moving from the deep into the topmost place of the heart. No more shall you suffer valley experience. Our teaching series, of course, remember that today is our covenant day of favor. Our teaching series every Sunday is captioned Unveiling the Breakthrough Power of Love. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither had he entered into the heart of man the things which God had already prepared for them that love him. God's best is reserved to God's lovers. Loving God entitles you to the best of God. The best of God is reserved to lovers of God. You are not loving God in vain. You are loving God for gains. Loving God brings you into the realm of the best of God. Now, what do we mean by love for God? Everything about God is definable. And that's why there is no ambiguity in our relationship with God. God is definite and specific in his words or in the interpretation of his word. Love for God in our context can be defined as, number one, giving your heart to God. Giving one's heart to God. Because the heart of man goes towards what he loves. Love gives direction to your heart. I can tell what you love by reason of where your heart is. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, if you want to know my secret for God, it is not in the message I preach. It is not in the books I write. He said, it is the panting of my heart for God. My heart for God. Specifically, he said, until you know my heartbeat for God, you don't know the secret of my love for God. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me your heart. Give me your heart. Why? Your heart is a place of concentration. Your heart is a place of motion and emotion. Your heart is a place of your passion. Nothing moves you until it moves your heart. God cannot get you until he gets your heart. My son, give me your heart. Example is a man called David. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. This is the testimony of God. See, what people say about you is not as important as what God says about you. But now your kingdom shall not continue with, speaking to Saul. The Lord has sought. You see, there is something God always looks for. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. A man after his own heart. A man after his own heart. So God is seeking for your heart towards him. That is the definition of your love for God. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. The eye of the Lord runneth to and fro throughout the whole heart to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Whose heart is whole towards him. May you give your heart to God. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment of my way, have your way, have your way. Number two, what does it mean to love God? It means loving whatever God loves. Loving whatever he loves. And what does he love most? God loves souls. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You will always give towards what you love. He loves souls of men. John 21:15-17, Jesus came to Peter and said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. And Jesus said, prove that you love me by feeding my lamb. Repeatedly, prove that you love me. Verse 16, feed my sheep. 17, prove that you love me by feeding my sheep. Go for souls. Follow up souls. Establish them in the house of God. Give them opportunity to be fed in the cell fellowship. And make them attend Bible school where they will be well fed. If you truly love God, you will love what he loves. With passion. you will be committed to what he loves. Number three, how do you prove you love God? It is by having a God first lifestyle. God first. Somebody say with me, God first. Matthew 22:36-40. Quickly, come with me. Master, somebody came to ask Jesus, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto thee, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. God first. Say with me, God first. Say it again, God first. Who is first in your life? God first. And number four, how do you prove you love God? This is important. By placing God above all else, including yourself. Placing God first in all things, above, including yourself. Luke 14:26-27. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own self also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Now, please note, getting back to verse 26. If any man come to me and hate not, now, please be careful with that word hate. It doesn't mean hatred of abandonment, but priority, relegating yourself for his sake, including yourself. So you don't get back home and say, my wife, Jesus said, if I want to follow you, follow him, I have to hate you, so I hate you. Amen. I hope somebody got that. Putting God ahead of other things in your life. Now, somebody would like to pray with me, Father, put your love in my heart afresh. Stir up your love in my heart afresh. I will love you every day. In Jesus' precious name. Now, but what is in love that engenders breakthrough? Remember, our teaching is unveiling the breakthrough power of love. That is, we are examining, exploring the breakthrough power that we enjoy when we are lovers of God. Number one, love will enhance your access to revelation. The secrets of God are with the lovers of God, just as it is with human. You open yourself to those whom you love. You tell your friends your secrets because you love them. Love breeds trust. Anywhere there is no trust, there is no love. True lovers trust themselves. The test for love is trust. And the proof of trust is unveiling secrets. I trust you. I know you will not rob me. I know you will not go behind me. I love you. I trust you because of our friendship. After a while, the disciples of Jesus following him, he turned to them one day, John 15:15, and he said, I call you no longer servants, for servants don't know what his Lord doeth, But I've called you friends. Friendship is built on love. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. I've revealed them unto you. So when you love God, it takes you to his bedroom to show you the things that will not be exposed or expounded in the open. Loving God gives you access to revelation. 2 Corinthians 3:18, I have not seen nor hear heard, or sorry please, for as we behold him, as in a mirror, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Number two, love empowers our faith to deliver maximally. Galatians 5:6, faith worketh by love. Love fertilizes faith. Now, you can't doubt your lover. No. If your lover tells you something, you can't doubt him. You just believe him. Line, hook, and sinker. And that's what is called trust. Love graduates faith into trust. In the school of faith, you talk about hope, you talk about belief, you talk about faith, and you talk about trust. Trust is the peak of faith operation. And we saw what happened. Daniel chapter 3. Many of us are familiar with the story of how the three Hebrew boys were thrown into the fire because they would not bow to the idols. Something moved them. Their love for God will not allow them to bow. See, most people who compromise their faith actually don't love God. If you love God, you don't fear death, because there is no fear in love. And love is stronger than death. Those who truly love God don't fear death. Put knife on their neck, they will still be calling Jesus. Put them in the ditch, they will still be calling on Jesus with smile on their faces. Now, look at what happened. Verse 28, the king Nebuchadnezzar confessed. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. That trusted in him. Their faith produced for them. Number three, what is in love that will make you enjoy breakthrough? Love facilitates answers to prayer. Lovers of God don't waste time on the queue of prayer. Lovers of God are given priority attention in prayer. In prayer, your love is the backbone for your intention. When your intention is clear that what you are praying for is for the sake of the kingdom, when your hands are pure, when you live in the fear of God. Psalm 66, verses 18 and 19. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I'm a lover of God. I don't keep saying in my heart, but verily God has heard me, and he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Number four, what is in love that engenders breakthrough? Love enhances access to wisdom from above. See, love brings you into relationship with God. Remember, God said concerning David, he's a man after my heart. Love brings you into relationship with God. And relationship influences. Relationship creates an atmosphere of oneness, of togetherness. And so, the scripture says, He that walk with the wise, meaning he that relates with the wise, shall be wise. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20. He that walk with the wise, 13:20, please. He that walk with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. So David was walking with God, and here the testimony concerning David, 2 Samuel 14:20. He was described as a man with the wisdom of angel to fetch about this form of speech. At thy servant Joab done this thing, and my Lord, referring to David, is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God to know all things that are in the heart. If you become a lover of God, you'll be operating with strange wisdom. Now I release that order of wisdom upon your life. And you know wisdom is key to breakthrough. The world is ruled by wise people. Love God, become wise, become a ruler. Matthew 13:54. Hear the testimony concerning Christ. And when he was come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence had this man this wisdom uncommon? And these mighty works, this breakthrough, wisdom always results in breakthrough. Mighty works simply means breakthroughs. Will you please put your hand on your forehead? I decree this order of wisdom for you today. I decree your access into revelation. I decree maximum production of your faith. I decree speedy answers to your prayer. And I decree wisdom be imparted upon you right now. A louder amen. Now, we are coming to the subject of favor. And I'd like to get said, you see, anything we speak about, God empowers. When we teach healing, you receive healing. So when we teach on favor, you must receive favor. Say, I receive it. One more time, Ken. What are the keys to operating in the realm of favor? First, let us begin by having one or two definitions of favor. What is favor? Favor simply means, number one, to be liked. To be liked by people around you, by God and by people around you. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 4. David testifying. You will recall, those of you who are familiar with the story of David, when a king was to be chosen from his father's house, he was not listed. He was not considered among his father's children. All the other sons were there. David was thrown to the bush. And God said, David must be considered. From now, anywhere people's name are listed, until you appear, they will have no deliberation. That's favor. Favor means, let's wait for him. Let's wait for him to come. Now, get back to that passage, 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 4. Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me, that's favor. He chose me. To choose means to select. You know, if you have a set of 12 oranges in a basket, the one you pick is the one you choose. What about others? Nothing concerns you about them. He chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. They didn't like me, but he chose me. They didn't think I qualified, but he qualified me. They didn't think I'm entitled, but he gave me the title. For he had chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me. Glory to God. From today, God will like you. He liked me and therefore made me king. And when God makes you, no one cannot make you. Favor is the maker of destiny. Ah, not struggles, not sweat. For by strength shall no man prevail. Stretch your hands here. My God will choose you. My God will like you. My God will make you. Shout aloud, amen. Number two, what is favor? Favor means to be preferred. To be preferred. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. It means to be preferred. Then, this Daniel, very soon it will be your name there. As a matter of fact, as I'm speaking right now, your name is there. This Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king, out of that preference, thought to set him over the whole realm. Favor begins with thoughts of people towards you, goodwill of people towards you. The king planned in his mind, he thought of him. From today, people will think of your name for that entitlement. You know, it's God who puts it in the heart of people to like you. If the way of a man pleases God, he will make even his enemies to like him. Hallelujah. That's, I don't ask people, do you like me? You have no choice but to like me. No choice. When it is your turn to show me favor, you can't sleep. I tell you the truth. Man, you'll be waking up 20 times in the night. What's disturbing me? That my son, attend to him. You sleep 5 minutes, wake up, write that check for him. You can't sleep. Wake up, do him that favor. The king thought to promote him. Whatever belongs to you, God will put it in the heart of people to give it to you. Those who will testify this week are saying a loud amen. It will happen to you even today, Sunday, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What is favor? Number three, it is gaining access to everything that you require. See, there is what you desire and there is what you require. Your desire may not be accurate, but your require, which comes from God, will always happen. Desire is in your heart, but God knows beyond your desire. He knows what you require. There are things we require that we don't know. The word require also means need. There are things you need that you are not even desiring. Your desire is based on what you think, but your require is what God knows that you need. That's why some things will just come to you beyond your desire. How many of us will take that? I decree that what you required shall be fully delivered to you. Exodus chapter 3 verse 21, quickly with me. God said, and I will give these people favor. Who is he talking to? Oh, I can't hear you right now. Who is God talking to? Put yourself there. Who is God talking to? I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Who are the Egyptians? They are oppressors. They are haters. They are destroyers. People who don't like you will favor you this week. They will give you land. They will give you money. They will give you cars. They don't like you, but they have no choice but to give to you. I will give these people favor. When God gives you, nobody can refuse you. Don't ask who will give me. God has already given. But he will move somebody to bring it to you. Glory to God forevermore. I will give these people. Take it from the Lord right now. I will give these people favor. In the sight of the Egyptians, the unbelievers. And when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Favor is the cure to emptiness. You can't be favored and be empty. Now, chapter 12, verse 36. Let's see how God brought it to pass. When God speaks, it is into your future. It must come to pass. And the Lord gave the people favor, as he has said, in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they gave unto them. The word lent means to give. Now, why the word lent? The Egyptians were giving it to them with the intention to take it back. To lend means give it to somebody with the intention that he will bring it back. That is, people will give you something and later on they will call you. That thing, forget it. Forget that thing. It's yours now. It's your own now. They lent to them because they didn't get it back from them. They lent to them. They gave to them. Look at that passage again. I want you to see what I mean by require. Such things as they required, or such things as God knew that they would need, to the extent that they spoiled the Egyptians. The word spoiled there means they emptied them. They emptied them. God will move people to empty their treasures for your sake. Now, we don't have the time. Going down the line, they were asking them, what do you require? What do you need? We hear you are traveling. What do you need? Do you need handbag? Do you need cloth? Until they brought out their silver and gold and loaded the bags. Now, hear what the Bible says. To a point that the Egyptians helped them. They became their dandokos. How many of you know dandoko in the market? That is, when you buy something, some people, they trolley rollers. Because the load is too heavy for you to carry, the dandokos will now roll it after you. That's why some Egyptians went with them as dandokos. The load was too many. They helped them to carry the load. Man, people will help you to carry your load. Receive that favor now! Woo! Now, come with me. New birth, that is when you are born again, you are brought into favor with God and man. Psalm 5, verse 12. The Lord will bless the righteous. And who is the righteous? The righteous is one who has given his life to Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 21. You are now the righteousness of God. And the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor will he accompany him as with a shield. And so in the first church, Acts chapter 2, verse 47, for giving their lives to Jesus, and they were praising God, God added to the saints every day. They were having favor with the people. They were having favor with the people. In your neighborhood from today, you will have favor. At your workplace, you will have favor. You will be preferred above all else. And if you believe that, say loud, amen. So, God loves you for who you are, but he likes you for what you do. Now, this is where the subject matter becomes crucial. Remember, I said favor means to be liked. You are loved for who you are, but God will like you for what you do in serving Him. Love is fixed, but likeness is variable. If you want God to like you, do what pleases Him. God didn't just like David. He liked David because of what David did for His kingdom. David was a lover of God. David was a servant of God. David single-handedly went to confront Goliath. God said, I like you. I am proud of you. It's one thing to be loved. It's another thing to become a beloved. God said concerning Jesus, this is my beloved son. God loves everybody, but He likes His beloved. Now, let's come to the natural setting. Many of you seated have children. Your children are loved the same, but they are valued differently. If you have four children, number one only takes pride that he is your child. Number four, child always send food to you. Money when you need it. Who has more value to you? Answer me, please. Why? He is doing what makes you to like him. Who will you be proud of in the neighborhood? Who will you talk more about in the neighborhood? The one who is taking care of you. So God is proud of you when you are serving Him. God likes you. He loves you for being His child, but He will like you for serving Him. Am I communicating? Is it making sense to you? Why does God like me? Because I'm serving Him. You know, favor in one way simply means to be partial. To be partial to one than the other. Favor is supernatural partiality. Favor means priority treatment. If you give God a priority place in your heart, He will give you a priority place in His heart. That's why the Bible says, draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. Draw near. If you stay afar, God will love you afar. If you come close, He will come close to you. James 4:4. Draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh unto you. 4:8. Draw nigh unto me and I will draw nigh to you. Why does God like Bishop Oyedepo? Man, that man can die for God on any matter. And like I used to tell you, if you do what we do, you will see what we see. Yesterday morning, my body was telling me I need to rest. But after our empowerment summit, I couldn't rest. Went out to the field. Broke the ground. With the gospel of Jesus. Went to Maraba Market. Declaring the gospel of Jesus again. And I was amazed. 115 people responded at this spot. Don't query me the way God likes me. Do what I do, He will like you the same way. Say loud, amen. So, serving God and the interest of His kingdom is what engenders supernatural favor. Get back to that passage, Psalm 102, verses 13 and 14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. How? For your servants take pleasure in our stone and favor the dust of Zion. What you give is what you get back. Favor the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God will favor you. How did the children of Israel enjoy favor? They were crying. Let us go! We want to serve God. We want to serve God. We want to serve God. When God knows you will serve him, he will favor you. So, favor is freely available, but you have to pay a price to take it. Favor is accessible through labor in the kingdom of God. So, laborers of God always end as favorites of God. Labor is platform for favor. If you are not prepared to labor, then you will not enjoy favor. Even in the natural, come with me right now. If you love your work, people will like you. Why does Bishop Wendy like me? He likes me because I'm laboring. He likes me because I am an ardent, diligent laborer. Labor is platform for favor. If you are not a laborer, you cannot become a favorite. Joseph was a laborer in the house of Potiphar, and so he was favored. Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 to 6. He was sold, he was brought down as a slave. And he, verse 2, he served his master. He was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He was busy laboring. Verse 3, he labored. Verse 4, he labored. God prospered him, and as a result, he found grace in the eyes of the Egyptian, and that was how his story changed. Now, Jesus went about his father's business, and as a result, he increased in status, in stature, in wisdom, and he was having favor with all men. Luke chapter 2, verses 49 and 52. He went about his father's business. He was winning souls. And verse 52, he increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Serving God is platform for the enhancement of favor. Serve God. One day I went for outreach, and as I was coming back, somebody called me. Where are you? Can I see you? And that was it. Brought $10,000 for me, and God said, that's your reward. I like you. Before then, somebody gave me $2,000. He said, I like you. That's your pay. I went again. I like you. $10,000. Another day, I was in UK. Somebody traveled all the way from Lagos and was looking for me. I like you. 300,000 naira. I said, yes. I know you like me. Amen. Laborers are favorite. If you labor, God will look for you, even if you are in the hole of an ant. He will send people to look for you and bless you there. Last year, or last 2 years, after we concluded one major outreach, soul winning endeavor, the same day we finished on Sunday, somebody called me from Lagos, not a member of the church, and said, I'm coming, I'd like to see you tomorrow. I said, why not? And came and brought one beautiful Mercedes-Benz 350. I like you. Take it. Say, why not? You have to like me. Amen. I like you. Praise God. What am I saying to you? Favor is available, but it is not free to access. It is what you do that makes God to like you. So enhance your doing. Enhance your service, and God will increase your favor. That's the way it works. You cannot run out of favor running after God.
you cannot run out of favor running after God.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33.
I don't beg for things, yet I don't lack things. I don't run after things. Things run after me. Somebody spoke to me 3 days ago. He said, sir, you have labored enough. You should be eating the fruit of your labor now. He said, tell me anything you want me to do. Tell me what I should do. He said, it's an instruction I want from you. But you know, we don't take advantage of people. There are people who tell us things we never ask. Somebody met me some years ago. He said, God has blessed us with an aircraft. Anytime you need it to go anywhere, it's available. I have not asked one. I'm talking about something about 15 years ago. Because we don't live on people, we live for people. As a young man, I was about 30, pastoring. 3 people came to me 1 week and said, we want to be doing dry cleaning of your cloth for you, including a senior lecturer in Kaduna Polytechnic. I said, when I'm ready, I'll get back to you. It's about 30 years now, I've not gotten back to them. We live for people, not live on people. You cannot run out of favor running after God. So don't run after people to favor you. Complimentary card. Run after God. Run after God. From Uke to Masaka, from Masaka to Kabai, doing what? Winning soul, buying credit card, calling them, using your SMS and all of the stuff to reach out and bring people into the kingdom of God. What more? Sacrificial investment of our financial resources in promoting the kingdom procures favor. And Solomon loved the Lord and he offered 1,000-month sacrifice. And the Lord said to him, Solomon, man, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. And that was it. There is a man who built a sanctuary for God that brought him favor. Luke chapter 7, verses 1 to 4. His child was sickly. And the people, the Jews, came to Jesus and begged him. I said, look, help this man. For he had built for us a sanctuary, a synagogue. He has built for us. You have the money. Are you building for God? You have the money. Are you investing in the kingdom of God? Or you are giving politicians who have no plan for you, your money? Secret bribery that you do with your money. You know it. By the grace of God, my wife and I are completing the second church building this year. By the help of God that we are building in the name of our God. That's why we don't lack. Many people will give 50 million to politics, but will never give 1 million to the kingdom of God. You know where your heart is. You know what to do with your resources. God is watching you from afar off. That's why you have X this, X that. But those who serve God are permanently. I am permanent with God. I cannot be X of anything. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So serve God with your resources. Deliverer's soul shall be made fast. According to scriptures, he that watereth shall be watered back. Also Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25 to 27. He that diligently seek good procureth favor. Verse 27. Diligently seek good, procureth favor. Of course, if you want to enjoy favor, engage in praise as a lifestyle, because praise pleases God to release his pleasure. Praise pleases God to release his pleasure. The first church was praising God. Acts 2:47. Be praising God always. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Who praise him? Psalm 149, verses 3 and 4. We know the story of Herodias' daughter, Mark 6, 21-28. For praising and dancing before his father, he was given a ticket to the half of the kingdom. Well, it's your day.
Give God a big hand. Finally, your link with your prophet or the priest or the pastor gives you a channel to favor through priestly blessing. Every Sunday you come to church, we release priestly blessing upon your head. Your head will not miss it this morning. Remember, Moses said to them, go to your neighbor. Go to your neighbor. Go and ask them. And the word went ahead to the neighbors. So when they came before their neighbors couldn't turn them down. All of us, under this prophetic sound this morning, everywhere you go this week, no one shall have the courage to turn you back. Wherever you appear, they will like you. Why? They will not see your face, but see the face of your prophet.
Amen.
Therefore, may the God of this commission go with you this week. Go with you all through this month. May favor attend to you. A louder amen from somebody. Another big hand for my Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, before I release final prophetic blessing upon you, because this is a prophetic entrance service, you are seated here. You know you are not born again. You have not given your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It is new birth that gives you favor. If you are not born again, you cannot see the face of God. Holiness.